This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Advocate Healthcare is making a $1 billion investment on Chicago's South Side. It includes a new hospital on the long vacant site of the old U.S. Steel Mill to replace an aging hospital in the area. Local leaders and healthcare advocates hope the investment will help close Chicago's 30-year life expectancy gap between South and North Side residents. Alderperson Gregory Mitchell says the decades vacant U.S. Steel site has been a painful reminder of challenges his community faces.
Declining home ownership, abandoned properties, the erosion of local businesses, and limited access to essential goods and services. But today, we are turning this page. Today marks a transformative moment for the 7th Ward and the southeast side of Chicago.
Advocate's new hospital would be smaller than the current Advocate Trinity Hospital, but officials say they'd offer more outpatient access in neighborhood clinics. Food delivery app Grubhub will pay nearly $25 million to customers, drivers, and restaurants nationwide, thanks to a multi-year investigation from the Illinois Attorney General's Office and the Federal Trade Commission. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says Grubhub misled customers about the cost of delivery and the benefits of a subscription plan and misled drivers about the amount of money they would make. The Chicago Police Oversight Commission is asking residents to share their experience with traffic stops at an event this evening. Ramel Terry is vice president of the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability, and she tells my colleague Anna Savchenka the commission wants to hear how traffic stops are impacting communities so it can then draft policies to address those issues.
Having all of those voices at the table allows us to do our best in crafting something that isn't just from one side or the other. It's an inclusive policy, which is what we have to do in order to have the most effective public safety outcome.
The meeting is taking place at the JLM Center on the west side. It starts at 6:30 tonight, and it's on Zoom. And the Illinois Department of Transportation says reopening the express lanes on the Kennedy Expressway could be pushed to the middle of January. IDOT expects the testing of a new reversible gate system for those lanes to kick off January 2nd, weather permitting. Construction on the project started in March. It was supposed to include around the end of October. Weather today, cloudy, high in the upper 30s, and then cloudy tonight with a little bit of snow overnight, a low in the low 30s. And Wednesday, cloudy, a bit of rain and snow early in the morning, and a high in the mid 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.